Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious, the talented, the great Bridget Todd!
Oh, I love the air horns. Thank you for that introduction. I always feel I can like hear the air horns even when you're not actually doing them, so I appreciate yes. it.
How are you?
Yeah, how have you been?
Things are good. I feel like how are you is almost like a triggering question these days. Like, yeah. What is that supposed to mean? How am I?
You are in DC.
I am in DC, coming at you from Columbia Heights.
Heights. And is there, because that city changes based on like the administration, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've lived in DC for a really long time. I moved here at the tail end of the Bush administration. I was here for both Obama administrations and the Trump administration. So the city definitely changes based on the current administration. I can tell you that when I was here for the Bush administration, you would see dudes walking around with like cowboy boots and like cowboy hats and like what do you call those?
Bolo ties.
Bolo ties. The like there was a real like weird Texas vibe because of George Bush.
Yeah.
So the city definitely changes based on who is in office and like what kind of people are moving to the city for what kind of administration.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's brutal. I
wonder what Biden yeah. boys are going to look like walking
around.
A
lot of like, people with like really tight faces. Just I think
maybe
smiles.
The veneer yeah. movement is finally going to touch down in DC. Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, has the changeover happened yet? Like, have the MAGA folks vacated?
People are just jubilant. Like, I think it is, you know, when you live in DC, it's like you see these assholes around. Like I saw Ivanka Trump outside of a SoulCycle once, you know, you see these people. Like, I don't imagine that me and a lot of Trump administration officials were going to the same places, but every now and then you'll see them. If you go to like a fancy restaurant or something, you'll see officials. Like, all my friends have planned out, like, what would you say if you saw, you know, Jared Kushner out on the street? What would you do? Like, would you yell at him? What would you do? But the vibe in DC is pure jubilant. I'm talking people spraying champagne on the streets, people hanging out of cars screaming. We cannot wait to be rid of this motherfucker and all of his cronies. So we're just so happy.
Yes. That, were you in DC on election, or not election day, but day of the day they called it?
I was in DC the day it was called. It was, so I think I came a day later. It was, the vibe was still very jubilant. And honestly, like, all my friends who were in DC when it was called, the images they showed me, the like videos they showed me, people stood out on their balconies and banged pots and pans in celebration. Only thing that I could even compare it to is I happened to be in Paris when France won the World Cup. That's the only thing I could compare it to. It was like that level of collective joy, like strangers high-fiving in the streets.
The banging pots and pans is my favorite because it's just like so just infantile and just like, I'm happy. And just like banging on
stuff. It's such a like, it's such a like infantile expression of happiness where you're like, I just gotta make this loud noise.
That rules. Steve, we like to ask our guests, what's something from your search history?
This is a little crazy, but I looked up, I tweeted this late last night, the mega church that I used to work at, that I grew up with, I guess this has happened in the past couple of years. I just wasn't paying attention, but the senior pastor, who is brilliant, who's a brilliant preacher and stuff like that, kind of stepped aside so his son that I grew up with could take over.
Wow.
And, his son is one of the worst preachers I've ever seen in my life. I knew he was bad 20 years ago. He's a year older than me. I grew up with this guy, and
so the same draft class basically in preschool.
I know this guy. I know his ex-wife now, and then my first girlfriend was his sister too. I know this family so well. But I found out that, and I started watching his clips on YouTube. And you guys, I tweeted it, but I'm like for real gonna tag you guys in a clip because it's the worst preaching I've ever seen in my life. It makes zero sense. If you know preaching, you can tell you all the reasons. I can tell you all the reasons about why it's bad too. But if you know preaching, it's even worse. But any layman could look at it and say, this guy's out of control. And the search history was, I looked up his new wife and I found out that she's a member of this weird other mega church family from back east called the Muncies. So this is Faith Community Church. I looked into this too. Also, I posted this clip on Twitter. It's kind of blowing up. And I guess this church that bought their property in West Covina for $4 million about 25 million years ago is selling it now for $30 million. And I don't know what they're going to do with that money. So I'm like, the combination of looking into his preaching and me knowing this family and knowing like the kind of shady ways they're doing, I'm going to do like a limited series podcast on it. And because I know this family and they're going to try to run away with this $30 million. And all I have to do is post pictures of this guy's preaching and you'll understand what a fucking joke this is. And this is in West Covina. Yeah. This is in LA County. So I don't want, you know, people think of mega churches as happening in the South and shit. This is a half an hour from us, guys. So I want to,
shout out West
it.
Covina, you know, shout out to IKEA in West Covina. Shout out Eric, dude who used to hook me up with quarter pounds of kush out in West Covina. Great town.
I looked up this guy's wife. And so, yeah, that was my last internet search.
Looking at your Twitter page right now. It's because I was like, because I grew up in churches going to, you know, K through 12th grade was either Lutheran or Catholic school. So I've been around the word of Christ. And looking at this clip, I'm just watching it on mute and hearing you. I'm like, oh yeah, this dude is full of shit. But I just to indulge us, I'm just going to play a bit of a soundbite of it just so we can get an idea.
I just love the way it captures it here. Verse 1 says, the Lord is. How do you start? This is how it starts. The Lord is. We talk with people, and people, we start our sentences with, the world is. The world is falling apart. You talk with some people, and you're like, well, the government. the government is.
Okay, I have to stop there because I'm not. Yeah, you're right. That is that's failing to connect on the most basic level. I got to keep watching. I just don't want to put people through the slog of watching B-grade pastors.
Shout out to nepotism, y'all.
I was going to actually play the clip. I had the idea to have it and bring it. But you have to watch it. I don't want to put anyone through that. I'm so mad because his dad really is brilliant. He made me fall in love with the Bible and the Word of God. And the fact that he just passed it on to this piece of shit, he's a legit bad person, and he hasn't read his Bible. I know the Bible, and I know his dad's preaching, and I've been watching hours of this guy's preaching, guys. It's available on YouTube, Dan Reeve, Faith Community Church, and go check it out, and I know his dad's preaching, and he's basically ripped off a ton of his dad's preaching, too. So I'm like, I'm pissed.
He's like, let me just freestyle off the top, y'all, something I was writing for my sermon. How about this? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. Wait, you said what? This is Corinthians? Get the fuck out of my face. Oh, God.
American nepotism is just so.
So they're about to come up on 30 million?
Yes. And, churches are nonprofits. I know this church. I'm telling you. I haven't been this excited for a project because I've people started messaging me that used to go to the church. A lot of former pastors, they've always come to me because I used to work here, and they've been messaging me things, and I don't know what
been you, bro.
It's a nonprofit, so they can't steal the money. But I know what that family does a lot of times is they hire every member of the family, and because it's a church, it's tax free, so everyone gets like $100,000 to do a different job, or you do a different bunch of different jobs. I know his dad, this is a West Covina church. They started 40 years ago. The dad lives in Newport Beach, and they used to just come into West Covina and preach and go back to Newport Beach.
Some Devin Nunes shit?
Oh,
not
yeah.
Even and from here, bro.
Tons of They started doing getting tons of plastic surgery. It's a whole thing. I know. I mean, the reason why I'm so hype about it is just I'm so mad they gave it to Dan.
Yeah,
like, I was going to let it go. And this $30 million seems so fishy to me. They're going to break apart the mega church, and they said they're going to start a bunch of smaller churches, but I just don't see them doing it. So I want to look
energy.
Into it.
I love this energy. It's like, it's the kind of, it reminds me of when I used to be on Facebook and I would see some shit about somebody like I kind of halfway fucked with, but then you see some up there like, this motherfucker got events? Are you fucking? And then I would be like, hold on, come here, sir. Let me tell you about this person right here on my laptop. And they're like, I don't know them. I'm like, yeah, but wait till I tell you about them. I love it. Yeah, fuck that guy.
What's something you think is underrated, Lacey?
I'm in a big Netflix wave right now, so you're going to get a lot of Netflix takes. Mm-hmm. It's catching on now, and it's getting popping, but Queen's Gambit.
Yes,
I almost didn't watch it because I was like, oh, more white lady TV. And but then I was like, I love chess. Like, I haven't played in years, but when I was a kid, I would play with my dad. And as I grew up, someone said this on Twitter, and I was like, damn, maybe my dad did scam me. Because my dad taught me how to play chess, and then we would play against each other. And he'd always be like, want to bet? And I'd be like, yeah, I bet $20. He's like, I bet you wash my golf clubs. And I always had to wash his golf clubs. I was bad at chess.
Yeah, wait, Lacey, I played with you. I don't know if you were playing the same, because I remember the way you were moving the rook around the board. I was like, that's...
Oh, no, the rook can do everything. Yeah, okay, you ain't know that?
Right.
That's a grandmaster. That's a whole grandmaster new rule that people don't know about, but the rook can do anything.
Oh, which grandmaster did you study under? Grandmaster Flash?
Flex.
Fat Five Freddy? They taught me everything I know about chess.
You don't even need a king, for real. Like, if that nigga go down, you can keep playing. I don't know who said that.
Yeah. He's still got pieces left.
I hate playing with her.
Okay.
Yeah, they basically just created a, like, rock star chess expert. Like, that. Yeah, that's sort of the idea behind the show.
But I love it because it does give me second wave feminism vibes. But it is like, there's a moment in the show where the girl is signing up for her first competition and the men are like, you're not ready for that. What's your rating? Blah, blah, blah. She's like, I want to be in that tournament. They're like, but nobody ever does that. She was like, is it against the rules? And they were like, no. She's like, put me in there, bitch. Anyways, I'm going to go take my drugs.
Destroys. So that's the one thing. If you're in recovery or, trying to get sober is very very triggering because she takes drugs that make her better at chess. I'm like, come on, like, man.
Stress drugs, and yes. I won the tournament.
Yes.
Also, like, when she gets clean, it's not realistic because it's like she goes on a full fucking bender for, like, what seems to be a month, and then she just gets clean. And it's like, yeah. She would have had withdrawal. There would have been a bad period of, like, feeling horrible. So, like, yeah. if you're dealing with substance abuse issues or just not even issues, but, like, you know, the challenge of the quarantine is pushing everybody hard right now. So maybe don't watch Queen's Gambit because that shit makes drugs look fun. I was like, a chess board on the ceiling? Lit. Yeah. Where do we play this?
Yeah.
Like, that's the way to play.
Yeah. Although there is somebody who dies of alcoholism or, like, dies of... What's the disease that turns your eyes yellow?
Oh, hepatitis. Jaundice?
Hepatitis. Yeah, oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Dies and of I hepatitis actually... from alcoholism, but they don't, like, dwell on it. They're just like, ah, shit. And then just, like, move
right,
forward.
Right, they're like, oops.
Welp.
Yep.
But Jack, that did make me think of the episode that we had where we talked about people randomly dying in the Dominican Republic. Because it was like they were on vacation. So they kind of made it like that vacation death we talked about. Where it's like, oh, you having lots of fun, and then you die. So y'all, watch out if you have doing Thanksgiving. Don't go too hard on the turkey.
Right, they were
and
in Mexico, right? And that, yep. And that when she passes away, I would, I would now that I know what I know, that AKA now that I read one book about the history of the CIA, I would, I would assume that she was murdered by the CIA. They have a heart attack. They have a heart attack.
They sent in
gun.
A jackal.
Yeah, they were just like, she's too powerful. We have to take. Somebody she loves out.
The tertiary option.
Yeah.
You got to do it undercover. You send in the jackals.
Oh, man.
I can't.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
And we're back. What is something from your search history that is revealing, that is embarrassing, that you don't want us to know about?
Well, I don't know that I would say it's embarrassing, but
it doesn't need
something that I have dedicated a lot of time to researching and reading every single comment about is Janet Huber, the original Aunt Viv on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
They just had a reunion on, I think, HBO Max. And I remember thinking, like, oh, my God, are they going to bring out Janet Huber? I don't know if y'all watched it, but Janet Huber and Will Smith finally buried the hatchet. And so I have been doing some deep Googling. I need to know every detail of this feud to, like, remind myself. She has held a grudge against him for, like, since the... you know, 90s. This beef has really aged. And
I didn't realize that was still an active beef.
Well, they buried the hatchet just this week, but it's been like, if this beef was a child, it will be like 20 years old.
Right.
Yeah. It will be old.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, I wonder if like Will Smith is in the reconciling mood because of his journey at the red table.
Oh God, remember that?
Ooh. He's just like, just drag me. You guys just, yeah. I mean, it's interesting. Like the clip that I saw, she really, you know, was open about, she was like, you said I was difficult and that really damaged my career. Like that's not a thing that somebody, a star can say about a woman of color and not have it like really damage her career. And like the fact, like that's kind of, I don't know, that's the sort of reconciliation that you don't usually get. Usually it's just them being like, yeah, but we're past it. And like, not like actually like bringing the actual damage to the foreground. I don't know. I'm here. I'm really excited to watch the reunion now.
Yeah, you should definitely watch it. It is. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I cried. It was. And also it's like quarantine vibes. So like everything is like hitting, at least me, everything is hitting me emotionally in ways that it maybe wouldn't before. But I think you're right. I think I was happy to see the conversation take that turn of like, well, what does it mean when you call a black woman difficult in Hollywood? It means a lot. You're not just casually doing that. But then also it really got me thinking like a lot of us, myself included, like grew up on Fresh Prince. Like, they kind of weirdly, even though it's a television show and they're fictional, they felt like family to me in a lot of ways. And watching them reunite now and then talk about Uncle Phil, who passed away, like you really see like, oh, wow, this is like, I feel like I grew up with them in a kind of way. I know this is very cheesy, but no, it was just really hitting me in all the emotions.
I didn't realize that was the grounds that their feud had been on. I just knew that they didn't like each other for some reason. I have to watch this.
Yeah, yeah. You should definitely watch it.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that either. And I applaud her for like coming out and, you know, be like saying that to like one of the biggest, most powerful stars in Hollywood. And also him like leaving that in, because it is like, I think people realized a little bit more like the depth of what happened there. Yeah, I didn't realize, this is all just from the trailer, but that Uncle Phil was like a Shakespearean actor, and after the scene where Will was like, why doesn't he love me, and like Uncle Phil like hugs him, like he said into his ear, now that's acting.
Oh.
That's awesome.
That was acting. That was so good.
Now that you say he was a Shakespearean actor, everything about like his voice, his like the way he carries himself, like, oh, that is Shakespearean
just
actor
knocking
energy
down that back wall with that voice. With
that. And he had such gravitas, right? Yeah. Like he really had a presence.
And then Carlton, when he did the Carlton dance, he walked up to him and said, that's dancing.
That's not true. A couple of scams I wanted to get your thoughts on, Lacey, scam goddess.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a new scam where it's kind of a two-sided scam, a mutually beneficial scam where small countries like Cyprus are offering something called citizenship by investment, which is where rich people like donate, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to the country and can then become citizens of that country. And, you know, so basically citizenship becomes something you can buy as opposed to something that has to do with like where you were born. And the idea is like this used to be a big deal for countries like, you know, Pakistan, where that might be on like a travel advisory list or some shit like that. And now that the U.S. is crumbling, rich people in the U.S. are starting to buy this shit up to so that they feel like, first of all, they can flee if the taxes get too much, but also they can flee once we come for them.
Wow.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to start selling passports as well to places like yeah. Honda.
Yeah, they're like, try and find it. It's not on any of these lists, so you can go anywhere you want with that.
That's what you want is something that's not on the map.
Oh, yeah, and it's made of vibranium, so be careful with that. The other thing, I mean, they have this in the U.S. too, right? Like, because, you know, right. I think a lot of countries, like, it's like you spend like $2 million or some shit, and then it's like, all right, we'll relax our immigration laws. But it's interesting, like, in the context, especially of the U.S. passport being like a fucking scarlet letter in terms yeah. of trying to travel around the world. I'm like, fuck, bro, right. like... I'll drop fucking $3 million for a Cyprus passport just so I can go to fucking, you know, Argentina, wherever the fuck people go on these whimsical jet setter vacations.
And then one other scam that I hadn't really thought about, but people, somebody who's like a political historian for NBC tweeted the question of like, where will President Donald Trump's presidential library be located? And obviously that
Florida.
Got a whole... whole host of responses. Somebody created a fake website that had like stuff like the alt-right auditorium and like just very detailed layout of what his
oh shit, like, what his the renderings gonna are look like. Amazing.
Yeah, the renderings are pretty Trump detailed. And like a COVID-19 victim reflection pond where you can reflect on all the victims of that disease.
It's just a mirror where it has an outline of Trump's hair. So when you look at it, you can just kind of frame your face with Trump's hair.
Yeah.
He would really have sure. that That's, in his library, though.
The victim reflection library. Pond is a mirror for him. It's not yeah. a fucking anything. You know what I mean?
Can I say that his library would probably be the most fun of all the presidential libraries? Because I bet you there'd be like a bar in that bitch. You could probably score some Adderall. Look at Steve. Right.
Get anything over there.
Yeah. So that's something like I had always heard of presidential libraries. I knew they were a thing. I didn't realize they just happened like starting in the 20th century because FDR, like they needed to store his presidential papers, like all the papers he left behind. And so they were like, yeah, we'll do a library where you can like look through all of his shit. And like from there, it ballooned into this thing where now it's just like a propaganda. It's like a Disney attraction that is a propaganda wing mm-hmm. for like how that president wanted to view their own presidency. Like Richard Nixon up until a few years ago had like his account of the Watergate scandal was a coup perpetrated by his rivals at the Nixon library.
You can visit like the hater section. It's just like all the CIA. It's like,
yeah, right. Exactly. It's kind of a great scam that you just like get to create an entire like physical location that is just a propaganda like Disney attraction. Like Reagan has a whole air hangar with like yeah. his Air Force One.
Have you
and
been
like
there?
A bunch of the helicopter? No, I haven't.
It's like a trip you take. I remember, I think when I was like 7 or some shit, or sometime in the 90s. I was like, what is this fucking
it's
thing?
In California, right?
Yeah.
They're yeah. so dangerous. It's just, that's a huge issue with American history is we love some propaganda in America. Like I've said it a million times, like we rewrite history all the time. And it does have an effect on what people see and what people think of this country.
Right. Yeah.
So it's It's not great. Donald Trump's presidential library will probably paint a huge difference. I bet you there's no acknowledgement to COVID. I bet you it just didn't happen. It's like...
Yeah. No, that'll be... Because it already is way more of a Donald Trump-style, like, bullshit machine than I had realized. Like, with the... Like, they even took a Irish pub that Ronald and Nancy Reagan had, like, stopped in and had a beer in. They took that and, like, just broke the Irish pub down in Ireland, put it in boxes, sent it to California, and rebuilt the pub, and then, like, put the glasses that they drank out of, like, under, like, museum glass, so you can't touch it. You can just, like, see it. It's very strange. It's like a
Did the pub want that? What if you were a pub owner and one day they just came and was like, look, we actually need this for the presidential library, so y'all ain't got a pub no more.
I'm like, you need it for what? Yeah. The president's, this is my fucking pub. What the fuck are you talking about? Look,
there's a bartender still in there. Like, what the
He's
the fuck
wiping
is happening?
Down an invisible counter. It's not there anymore. Just force of habit.
Like, remember when you served that Heineken to that old white man? Yeah, so now we need your business.
What? Who was that guy? He did a really offensive Irish accent when he was in here, too.
Nah, come on. That guy, great actor. He would nail an Irish accent, right?
But that's also a flex when you could, like, brute force be like, I want that thing here now.
Right.
I don't care. Like, break the fucking pub down and crate it and ship it here and then rebuild it in Simi fucking Valley.
Now that we have what is undoubtedly going to be our worst ex-president in the history of the presidency, like, it, the idea that ex-presidents get to be like the kid from The Toy, where he's just like, give me that person, bring them here now, is pretty wild. Like, that, and probably going to backfire in the way that everything about this dude's presidency has, like, shown America's ass to the world.
He's gonna be like, I want an animatronic section. Like, have you, like, you know how
like
historical reenactments? So I want a big version of me, and I'm ripping Hillary's head off, and I'm punching it into the sea.
Like,
and that'll
literally
be the 2016 election.
Would that surprise you at all?
No.
Then we'll have another section with Robert Mueller where I pants him, and you can see how weird his butt is, and everyone laughs. And then that'll be the Russia investigation. It's like, I feel like he would go that far to just completely just wholesale be like, that was the Russia investigation? You pantsing Robert Mueller and laughing at his weird butt? It's on a plaque.
The Hall of Presidents is just him, like, 20 different times taking credit for ending slavery and, like, everything other presidents did, just in different
ways.
Yeah,
you know Barack is not going to be in there either.
No, no.
Oh, no, it's Trump in blackface?
Yeah, yeah. That's
being the Barack Obama
one?
You
know, he's been dying to do that, yeah.
Look at me. Oh, Jesus.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about the true meaning of Christmas.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And the Rockefeller Christmas tree. I think we all can agree. The most important symbol.
The seasons are changing.
Yo, it's actually like kind of a wholesome origin story that like during the Depression, while the construction workers were like building 30 Rock, like the construction workers themselves decided to buy a giant ass Christmas tree with their own construction worker money and like put it up as a symbol of hope for the city during the Great Depression. Like when nobody had any money, they were just like, nah, fuck it. Let's chip in. We'll decorate it with our own like Christmas tree decorations from home. So this has been going on for close to a decade or close to a century. And it started like with the actual people as opposed to like some corporate sponsor that is like the First National Bank lighting ceremony or whatever right. The fuck is.
Well, that's
like
America. You know, it starts off with like a sincere gesture from normal human beings. And then a corporate is like, get out of my way. We're going to brand it. Fuck you. This is a new thing. Here's a doll. Buy it for this Christmas for your kids.
But anyways, our writer JM, I had talked shit about the appearance of the this year's Rockefeller Christmas tree. I got on the this is so appropriate for 2020, bro. Look at this piece of shit Christmas tree, because it did look like shit in the pictures people were posting. It just looked like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, like a giant version of the Charlie Brown Christmas tree with like just, you know, a couple branches, a couple pine needles, but that was about it. But apparently that's what it always looks like after it's been transported for 2 days and is just like all bundled up and shit. And so
it looks like vacation weed. You know, on the beach. I'm like, are you sure, bro? What the fuck is this? But yeah, I guess.
I mean, if you look at the one from 2010, like it looks like shit.
Can we get some arborists on to tell us if our tree shit talking is on point, or are we missing some nuances? You're like, I don't know, man. Check out that branch; those branch clusters looking pretty good.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess one way to interpret it is that like we just don't usually look at the tree right when it's hauled out, like without any decorations on it.
That's
for
true.
Like a sign of the year to be like, see. The whole year is fucked.
Look at that thing.
look at
that tree that was all wrapped up in shit on the
exactly
back of a
right
flatbed.
For 2020.
I would never look like that if I was bound and laid on a truck for 2 days.
Are you gonna get a tree this year, Jack?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to.
probably this weekend. That's usually when we do it.
I got my shit up last night.
What?
Is that real?
Yeah, I bought a fake one for the first time because I was like, I love a tree, you know, because I love the scent. That's really the only reason I get it is just to basically have a big ass potpourri dish in my home that smells like, you know, like a fir tree or whatever that is, that pine scent. But then like when the needles start coming off and I got pets, so that shit just like starts scattering everywhere. And then the pets want to drink from the little bowl where the fucking tree water is at. And I'm like, yo, it just, I'm like, fuck it. Let me just get the cheap $60 joint that I just have to put in a box every year and bring back. I'm actually liking it. It was nice. It has the nice shape because, like, to your point, when you buy them and like you get them at a tree lot and you're not getting the one that's like they're all sort of already on stands and stuff, they're like, okay, yeah, let me pull a 6-footer from you that's already wrapped up. You're like, fuck, is this gonna look good?
Right.
And then you get
and
it
you
home,
actually
you're like,
can't know. Yeah,
yeah, and you got like work the branches and shit to try and get them like be even.
And you get like sap on your hand, and then like papers are sticking to that for like 3 weeks.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And then you're disbarred because the judge is saying you're making specious legal arguments. It's all bullshit. But.
I think I don't normally like to get. I don't have kids. If I have kids, then I'm doing all this shit right away. But I don't normally like to buy one. But I think I'll buy one this year just because.
Get the fakie.
I like the real one. I even like to think about death. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So when it's dying, I want to think about that. Plus, you know, you guys see my Instagram. You know, I got to take a picture of my girl by a tree. She'll love that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, but I think I'll buy one this year just because we have there's like we're going to have nothing. It's going to be like, Charlie, Willy Wonka in the check when he gets the loaf of bread. We're going to have just the fucking tree.
The loaf.
Yeah. Just that loaf.
Of killer bread.
But I'm excited. I love the holidays. I didn't used to because I came out of the church and there's a strong streak of like, oh, this is such a bullshit holiday. But the older you get, the more anytime you get time off of work, anytime you can see your loved ones or just like take time to think about what's good about life, like I'll fucking take that shit now. Yeah, any way it comes.
I love the state sanctioned eating.
Yeah.
The secular side of it that like, you know, we've been celebrating this before Christianity, like just as the day that the earth is trying to kill you the most and we all get inside and get drunk and eat a lot of food. And it's actually humanity's mating season. When you look at like how the birthdays line up, like this is the time when most babies are conceived. So it's, I like that. I like that side of it.
Just people fucking in a hot cave.
Exactly. Fucking with
our
some
ancestors.
Some whiskey milk concoction. Fucking
to me, that's like the greatest. You know, we have all these dating rituals now, but back then it used to be villages and you just grab the closest person like that's to me. Like, yeah, we're just animals, baby. I know we've created all of this, but give me that fucking, you know. Yeah,
but with the lights off, you know, you don't want to be a swingers party and the lights come.
Yeah.
And still respect this.
Maybe a small fire flickering in the corner, but don't.
Yeah, I would say, you know, like to your point, Steve, of like, you know, we're not going to get the same activities that we normally do. Like, I would love to hit a Christmas market or some shit. Shout out to the Vancouver Christmas market. I love that one. But like, there's shit, like shit that you do that's out and about and you're like, oh, let's go look at this. Since I can't do that, I'm fully just trying to transform like my living room into like a Hallmark Channel fucking like fever dream because... I got a wreath on my wall inside the fucking house. Like trust me, on fucking December 25th, I will be Karen Gray. I am a, you know, 49-year-old white woman from the San Fernando Valley who does not fuck around with the holidays. Like I'm trying to get new candles and shit. Yeah. I'm fully invested on like getting my senses as immersed in that just to make up for like the other shit.
Yeah, people can't see it, but like you spent you took a few days off and came back with an amazing blowout.
Thank you so much. I got the.
It looks great. It's very chunky.
Full disclosure,
but like
I got the hair transplant because I didn't want to wear a wig. I was telling y'all it just doesn't feel the same, so I want to get the transplant. I got the can I speak with your manager, Kate Gosselin, edge cut, like the edgiest woman in Yuma, Arizona, and I'm just feeling good, you know.
Yeah. And then there's also the fact that they found like this really cute tiny owl in the Christmas tree that they named Rockefeller.
This year?
Yeah, this year. That's this year. They
this year's Ken Bone.
Yeah, that's right.
This tiny year's Rockefeller Ken Bone Owl
is tiny owl. The Rockefeller, the tiny owl, and was, I don't know, you know, transported from wherever the tree grew. They had to put it in like an animal sanctuary because it was dehydrated and like malnourished. And so they gave it a bunch of water and mice. This thing is a killer. Don't ever forget it. Owls are like the greatest hunters. Have you ever seen those videos where like they show all the different animals like flying and like how much sound they make, and then an owl goes and it's just complete silence.
Silent
just
killer.
Stealth as fuck. Anyways, this tiny, cute little owl still eats red-blooded animals.
What were those, like, Scandinavian pilot women?
Oh, like, the night witches.
Right, because wouldn't they kill the engines and
just
start gliding?
Yeah, kill the engine, glide over, and just drop bombs.
Like, wow. You know, shout out to the owls throughout history. When you come through silent and you just fuck the whole thing up.
Just like drop bombs with their hands out of airplanes.
So, hey, give me another one. Prime another
toss
one.
Toss that
quick.
Right here.
Eat that one, motherfucker. Yeah, have me another one.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find, for the fun of it, kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.